You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes, and every other week we get an opportunity to speak about what is happening at the Grand Theater, normally with the executive director, Sean Wright, but today we're very happy to welcome in another of the hierarchy, I would say, at the Grand, the marketing and communications coordinator, Anya Hannington. And Anya, good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
Absolutely. And before we start, for folks who may not have heard you with us before, what does your job entail?
Oh, so I handle basically everything that people see online, sometimes on TV, on the radio. I make all those ads that you see, put everything that goes up on Facebook or Instagram and the emails you get. So hopefully they're not bothering you.
How long have you been with the Grand?
Almost 3.5 years now.
How would you describe your job? Is it something that you just love going into every day?
I do. I really do. It's really such a fun opportunity to get to, see all the amazing shows that come to the Grand. But the environment is just so fun. Everyone has a good time. I don't know. I would definitely recommend it to anybody who has the opportunity it's a great job.
Right now, we're right at the end of July. And so often, I think for many years, there was a sense that, well, this is sort of the downtime. The season has come to an end. The new season will be coming soon. But I've noticed in the last couple of years that it really never slows down at the Grand. Well, it may slow down a little bit, but boy, there's always shows coming in. In fact, this week, another show coming in, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Actually, tonight on Thursday, July 31st, we have a show. We have Straight No Chaser coming back to the Grand. They're doing their Summer the 90s tour. So they're an a cappella group, and they're a lot of fun. And they'll be singing all these hits from the 90s that you know and love. They're like in tropical shirts. It's very summery. It's very fun. It's very silly. And it's going to be a great time. So if you don't have plans tonight or don't have your tickets yet, you should come on down and see Straight No Chaser tonight.
I just really like the idea that you still have opportunities to see shows at the Grand, even during the summer months.
Oh, I think absolutely. We had Nitty Gritty Dirt Band here a couple of weeks ago, and that like sold out so quickly. We have the Righteous Brothers coming up in August. That's technically the first show on our 2025-2026 season. And I think already we have like under 200 tickets left for that. Plus, we bring in shows from outside promoters as well. And every show fluctuates. That's just true throughout the whole season. Some shows bring in more people than others. But we've definitely not noticed any sort of indication in the summertime that people don't want to come see a great performance at the Grand.
One of the things that I imagine for everybody at the Grand is when something kind of helps in terms of getting the attention or maybe to have people notice, hey, I want to get those tickets. And especially when you got them scheduled already and you have a comedian that's coming up as part of your new season that has a new Netflix special dropping.
Yes, that's correct. So Dusty Slay, he is coming in November on us, Friday, November 21st. And he just released a new special on Netflix. This released on Tuesday. It's called Wet Heat. And it's very ridiculous and funny. He's obviously observational comedy. He's from the South. He's a very sort of dry humor, working class, blue collar sort of observation, things like that. And he's very silly. It's very fun and just dropped. So if you're looking for something to do to beat the heat, I guess, right now, and you're like, I want to stay inside, check out that special and then check out Dusty Slay in person. Again, coming on Friday, November 21st to the Grand Theater. We love getting to bring in these, hot new comedians or performing comedians who, they're just fun. It's a fun show every time. I laugh out loud.
Anya Hannington, who's the marketing communications coordinator at the Grand Theater with us here on 98.9 WXCO. It is coming up very quickly on the new season. And I know there's a few shows that you want to kind of focus on here in order for people to think about, because it's never too early. If you think you want to see a show, what are some of the shows that people should be thinking about maybe early on as the new season gets coming up?
Well, I will say there's a number of shows that are definitely approaching sellouts. So you should definitely, I mean, again, if you go onto our Facebook, I do try to keep people posted about things like that. And like I mentioned, Righteous Brothers is one of those shows.
Red light alert, something yes. like that.
but, you know, it is July 31st, which means that we're only like 3 months away from Halloween. But I love Halloween. And we have a couple shows coming up, one in September, one in October. We have more than those. We have many, many shows. But these two shows in particular are kind of perfect for the Halloween season. So on Saturday, September 20th, we have Here Come the Mummies, which is a like funk group. And they're mummies. They are fully dressed as mummies and they play this very fun funk rock music with very silly names. It's going to be a really good show. That is just going to be a lot of fun. The music is great. The atmosphere is great. It's going to be just exciting and entertaining. I mean, what more can you want? And so that is definitely a show I would check out Saturday, September 20th. Here Come the Mummies. And then, of course, The Addams Family is coming. The Addams Family musical, that is October 14th and 15th. This show is just hilarious. This is a hit show. It has been touring for years. Audiences love it. It's very silly. It is, of course, based off of The Addams Family cartoon strip and then the TV show and the movies and what so on and so forth about Wednesday Addams, the daughter, falling in love with a regular guy and all the shenanigans that are going to happen when these two families collide.
Is that not the show that you had said earlier when we were talking about when the season
came out?
Yeah, I'm
super excited to see that show.
Have you got your tickets yet, Ian?
My mom and I already have tickets for that.
You do have the tickets. Hey, yep. That's what you like to hear.
I do like to hear that.
The folks that...
Super excited for that show. Can't wait to see it.
It's always great when they say, I'm really going to go and see it. I want to see it. Get the tickets.
Get the tickets. And it's two nights. And we have a 7:30 show on the 14th and a 7 p.m. show on the 15th. So get your tickets early. You don't want to wait. You know, they're both going to be some really fun shows. And every show coming to the Grand is going to be a fun show. So you can learn more about our entire season at grandtheater.org. That is theater with an E-R, not an R-E. just go there. All of our shows are there. All of our newly announced shows are there. All the rental shows are there. Anything coming to the Grand is going to be on that website. It is the best place to go to get information about what is coming to the Grand and to get your tickets.
Well, Anya, always great to have you on board. Hopefully it won't be as long. It seems like it's been a long time.
It has. It's been a while. But I will be back. I will be back.
Fantastic.
Soon.
Yeah. Anya Hannington from the Grand Theater joining us in place of the executive director, Sean Wright. The time is 7:29. Coming up next, it is the Farm Report, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning once again, everyone. It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is a really, really nice morning. I mean, you talk about refreshing. The temperatures have gone down a bit. And a very refreshing start. There is partly cloudy skies, some haze out there. 56 degrees is the temperature in downtown Wausau. We are at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. here on 98.9 WXCO. Again, if you're not familiar with how we do things nowadays, during the 22 and 52 after the hour segments in the 7 and 8 o'clock hours during Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, we have what we call the WXCO Morning Report. We talk about things going on here in central Wisconsin. We talk to folks involved in activities in central Wisconsin. We had Anya Hannington from the Grand Theater on in the 22 after the hour segment here this morning. And again, we are part of the Mornings with Pat Kreitlow team here on 98.9 WXCO. Also, please note that, yes, it is refreshing out there, but as it's been throughout the course of the week, the air quality is not good. There is an air quality alert basically for the entire 98.9 WXCO listening area. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources issued an air quality advisory for all the counties in our listening area, including right here in Marathon County. As it's been this way, and actually, it's not just our listening area, it's the entirety of the state of Wisconsin. You don't see that very often, but the entirety of the state of Wisconsin has an air quality alert in effect until noon today. So please be aware that if you go outside and you feel some symptoms, some health issues because of the air quality, make sure that you get inside and don't push it. And also, people with asthma, follow your asthma action plan and keep quick relief medicine handy. So again, keep outdoor activities shorter and less intense, or go inside if you have symptoms. And of course, our weather team will keep you up to speed on that as we continue throughout the course of the day here on 98.9 WXCO. You heard the voice. That is Ian Welsh, who is on the other side of the window here in our studios. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Chad.
What's happening with you?
Well, family and I went to the concert on the square last night. It was actually a very ideal weather last night. It wasn't too hot. There was a little bit of a breeze, and it actually wasn't as crowded at the concert last night because a lot of people and a lot of the food vendors were also
at the fair,
at the Wisconsin Valley Fair. So there's actually a few more spaces last night to sit, and it was actually a very nice a concert as well. The band that was playing was very talented. I performed a lot of classic hits, and they didn't even have a drum. It was all string instruments, and it was really cool.
Very good. And again,
I don't remember the name of the band though. So sorry.
It's always interesting that you know, some of these events that are pretty weekly during the course of the summer months, and then you have a big event like the Wisconsin Valley Fair going on, you wonder, oh, how's it going to affect things? And yes, as you said, perhaps maybe not as many folks were there, but at the same time, it still provides the entertainment, and it may be even sometimes where you have a little bit of elbow room and you're able to truly enjoy it a little bit more. So I'm glad that events such as that, that everything doesn't shut down just because that we have the fair going on. I mean, we heard from Anya about the event going on tonight at the Grand Theater. So there'll be activity here in downtown Wausau, but that doesn't mean you can't still go over. I mean, even during the daytime hours, of course, the doors open early at the fair. Get there around lunchtime and enjoy some of the food and some of the activities. A lot of the entertainment does not occur until later in the evening, but at the same time, there's just a lot going on here as we get to the final day of July. July the 31st. That means we are at the end of the seventh month of the year. That means 5 months to go here in 2025.
We're two-thirds of the way through summer already.
Yeah, basically, we're getting to the point where I remember back when many years ago, many years ago, when I was a kid, you get to the month of August, and all of a sudden you start thinking, well, pretty soon, got to go out with the folks and buy the school supplies for the new school year, buy the new
clothes, get those new blue jeans, and
that's right.
get ready for the start of another school year. And in fact, I look at when I get to August, I start thinking, oh, wow, I mean, we're about 3 weeks away. It'll be 3 weeks from tomorrow. Actually, it's 3 weeks from tonight.
Ah.
That's our first high school football broadcast, because this year, Wausau West begins their season on Thursday night, not Friday. So that's a good thing for me, because then I can do a game on Thursday night and then do Newman Catholic on Friday night. But yeah, Wausau West opens up their season 3 weeks from tonight, and then Newman Catholic will open up their season 3 weeks from tomorrow night. We are in the midst right now of trying to get the support that we need from advertisers, and if you're somebody that appreciates what we do when it comes to our high school sports coverage, Leah and myself, Leah's our salesperson here in our Wausau office. We have broadcasting packages, and I would love for you to reach out to me. We can just provide the package to let you look at. Not going to twist your arm, but if it's something you feel like is worthwhile, and we do think it's worthwhile. We do think that it's important that we are the only Wausau radio station that still provides play-by-play of high school sports with the Wausau West Warriors and the Newman Catholic Cardinals. So if you are interested, reach out to me, chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. And we'll get you that information. Ian, we have another hour. We're going to try to get you on the winning track with the number for the day at the end of the next hour.
That's right.
But coming up, I will be joining Pat Kreitlow at 8:06 here on WXCO. And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Overcast skies, some haze out there, temperature up a few degrees. Right now it is 60 degrees here at our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau with Ian Welsh. I'm Chad Holmes. I want to kind of continue on the topic that I was talking about with Pat Kreitlow for the last few minutes.
Okay.
About good government. Wisconsin, for decades, it was known as a place for good government.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I think that going back to the Walker era, that has been chipped away at in a lot of different ways.
Yes.
And here in central Wisconsin, we discussed this a bit yesterday. Again, just to kind of reset where we are, the Ethics Board, the Wausau Ethics Board, has concluded their investigation right now into the Dropbox issue, but they will have a September hearing on the case. And now they're talking about having subpoenas for witnesses. And there's a dozen witnesses they requested information from. And I am really annoyed by this, to be honest with you. I think that in a situation like this, public servants should be not compelled to give information. They should be volunteering information in order to get to a result. If they have information that is good for the mayor, bring it out. If they have information that does not make the mayor look so good, bring it out, whatever it may be. And I really, and frankly, again, I don't mean this to be, you know, personal in any way, but when you have the chief of police who is not giving the facts without being prodded, that really bothers me. Because there's 12 different folks that have been asked for information with communications and other documents involving this case. And again, for folks, I'm sure many of you, if not all of you, realize it's been almost a year since last September when Mayor Doug Denny removed a voter drop box from outside City Hall. But the Ethics Board sent letters to 12 different folks, including City Council President Lisa Rasmussen, Police Chief Matt Barnes, Public Works Director Eric Lindman, others as well. Seven of the 12 replied. Of those, the Chief of Police, Matt Barnes, and the Public Works Director, Eric Lindman, provided nearly identical responses, declining to provide statements and calling the board's request for written statements and documents overly generalized, vague, and ambiguous. The police chief saying that he's not going to release information that is part of this investigation is disturbing to me.
Yeah.
I don't understand the idea that a police chief who asks folks for information all the time while investigating crimes or potential crimes.
Right.
Would that be okay with him if he was asking for folks for information? Well, I'm not going to. That's an overly vague request. He is a public servant. And the idea that he is not going to provide information that could help determine what exactly happened in this case, in my viewpoint, is unacceptable. And it's not just for the police chief, but other public servants. And again, that's the term I'm going to use, public servants.
Mm-hmm.
The idea they can hide behind technicalities, in my opinion, is wrong.
It's very wrong.
Am I off on that?
No, I believe you're absolutely right. I think the fact that the police chief is... Chief is saying that it's too generalized and vague to release information is, I think it reflects badly on him, on his position, and also on the police department, because, you know, if you're saying things like this, you're kind of lessening people's faith in, you know, your duty to serve the public good.
Let me put it this way. If he has information that is exculpatory for the mayor, or if he has information that is not exculpatory for the mayor, it should be released.
It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. All information needs to be shared.
The idea that there could be information that could help finally determine the facts of this case, and that he's hiding behind generalized, vague, and ambiguous, you know, statements, technicalities, is just not right. So, again, I just talk, you know, going back to the point I made at the start, good government. Mm-hmm. We need folks that are willing to be good public servants and stand up and not be compelled to give the information that they have, but to be voluntary to try to get to the facts in this case. So, again, that's just my opinion.
I mean, not just be like called to give events, like they should be
proactive.
Almost a proactive. You gotta be proactive. If you have information, you should get on your phone and call them right away.
It's not that complicated.
You shouldn't wait for things to happen. You should make things happen.
Nope, you're exactly right. So, again, just my thoughts on it here this morning. Mm-hmm. Coming up, Pat Kreitlow is back. Joe Sopecki will be discussing the gubernatorial race and a whole bunch more politically. That's coming up next after an information update here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:53. Again, cloudy skies, a little bit of haze out there. Temperature now 61 degrees. And really, look at the forecast. No rain in the forecast pretty much throughout the rest of this week, throughout the weekend, and even early next week. Really, the next chance that we have of any rain, it's only a 20% chance, is on Tuesday. So, again, look for the dry conditions to continue, and that means if you're heading out to enjoy some of the outdoor activities here in North Central Wisconsin, including the Wisconsin Valley Fair tonight, the grandstand entertainment at the fair will be Night Ranger. If you're from my era, Night Ranger is right in the sweet spot. So Night Ranger at the grandstand at the Wisconsin Valley Fair at 7:30 tonight. Also, earlier this week, we had Nathan Grundman and Terry Aliotto of the Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater discussing this weekend's production of Romeo and Juliet, which is being performed at the Smeekly Reserve in Stevens Point. But that gets underway tonight, the first night of that production. So if you can, looking for some
breaks to everybody in the cast and crew.
Shakespearean entertainment goes on tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at 6 p.m. and then Sunday at 2 p.m. in the outdoors. So, again, another idea on some great entertainment as we get to the end of July and into early August.
Should be pretty nice weather for that as well.
Yeah, they're very fortunate. I mean, sometimes, as you well know, that the weather can be a bit of a curveball. But no problems at all.
Especially when you're doing outdoor theater, absolutely.
And you have outdoor theater coming up. We're down to about, how many weeks till your show?
I think it's actually about, 2 weeks from today, actually.
2 weeks from today. So, yeah, you're getting down to the nitty-gritty.
Yeah.
Everything going okay with it?
Yeah, honestly, it's a lot of fun. It's a very funny show. Everybody in the cast is doing a great job with their characters and memorizing lines, and we're all just having a really good time. And hopefully, if the weather cooperates, it should be another great outdoor theater opportunity indeed.
Yep, absolutely. And hopefully we'll get some folks in from your production to talk about it before
very soon
we get to the opening of it. And again, outdoor theater, there's something different about it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely a different a very cool experience, because you can't really have microphones, so you really have to work on your projection.
Yep.
And it's basically, we're performing at Stewart Park is pretty open, and there's a lot of room to move, so we're gonna have to adjust to that as well. But overall, last time I did Shakespeare in the Park was a lot of fun, so I have no reason to doubt that this show will be even more fun.
Fantastic. So again, so many great things to do, and if you get out there and enjoy some of the outdoor activities, whether it's the theater, whether it's the fair, or anything else, the weather looking pretty good, and have a lot of fun. Again, really, this time of year, one of the great times of the year to be living here in North Central Wisconsin. I was talking to somebody the other day that's from not this area, and the thing that we have are the seasons. We have the four seasons, and we have the summertime right now, and of course we will get into the fall soon enough, and then of course we'll have the winter and the spring. If you're bored with one type of weather, you do not get bored here in Central Wisconsin. So again, so many great outdoor activities in all four of the seasons to partake in here in North Central Wisconsin.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's wrap it up with our number for the day quiz, because doggone it, you got to get on the winning track today.
The pressure is really on.
You're 0-3 this week. That's not good. Yeah. And
the strange thing was, all the previous answers have been the middle answers so far.
We'll see whether or not it stays that way here today or not. But you have to get 2 out of 5 in order to have a passing grade, because based on the math, you get 3 choices every day, one of which is correct. So that's 33%. So if you're above 33%, you're a passing grade. If you're below 33%, it's a failing grade. Of course, we always like to have you get a winning week, which is more right than wrong, but that's already out the window. An A grade is 4 out of 5, and the gold star is a perfect week. 5 out of 5, which you've done one time previously. But today,
okay,
our topic is the census. Coming up on Saturday, August the 2nd, it is the 235th anniversary of the first census. Yep,
okay.
Back in 1790, federal marshals counted the folks in the United States, living in all 16 states and territories.
Okay.
The first census found Virginia to be the most populous state with about 750,000 people.
All right.
The number for the day is, what was the United States total population, states and territories,
okay,
in 1790 in the first census? So,
okay,
your choices are,
all right,
1 million people, approximately 1 million people.
Okay.
Approximately 2.5 million people, or approximately 4 million people. So 1 million, 2.5 million, 4 million. So,
you know, I'm going to say, just going to,
and remember, Virginia had 750,000, just for your knowledge.
Okay. That so I'm going to say, this is the total population of the U.S., right?
Yep, 16 okay. states and territories.
Okay, so I'm going to say, oh man, the pressure's really on.
Hurry.
Okay, I'm going to say 1 million. 1 million is my final answer. Oh, 1 million.
No, 4 million. 750,000 was Virginia.
Oh,
so it's like, man, the rest of the country is at 250,000. We'll try again tomorrow.
Yeah, we will.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.